Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you cry?
look at somebody and say that he, Jesus, is not dead. Amen. I am just so grateful. Amen. Every time I hear that song, it just reminds me, amen, that my Savior lives. I don't know about you right now, but I am just so happy. I am grateful. I am full of joy because he allowed me just one more time to see the sunshine. He allowed me just one more time to get up and to move my hands. He allowed me just one more time to say hallelujah. And if I am the only one on here that's happy right now, then I'll be happy all by myself. But I would love a little help. I know I got some ministers on the line right now that understands and that can share in that happiness, amen, that only comes in
God. Thank you, Jesus.
You.
Mm. Glory,
amen.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's something that happens to me, amen, that when I'm allowed, amen, to talk about my Jesus, when I'm allowed, amen, to talk about the things that he has done for me, it's something that happens on
yes.
the inside of me, and it comes out
yes.
because
glory,
I'm just so grateful. Let's
speak on it.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for every ache. I'm
yeah.
grateful for every pain.
Yes,
I'm grateful. Oh, y'all gonna like this, amen. I'm grateful for every setback because I know that there's an even better comeback, amen. You don't understand.
Mm.
Yes, praise God.
Your setbacks are only for your comebacks, amen. It's only that people will see the praise that's in you.
Mm.
Brother Tony,
bless you, sir. I'm going to stop.
God bless everyone. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. Oh, I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. singing glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. God bless.
Amen. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We should all have an affirmation of faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend, our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, and our scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Amen. Good morning, Fuse. Please join me and recite in our united confession. In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, unto Pontius Pilate, dead and buried. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. We thank you that no one is beyond your grace, and the salvation is available to all who hear and receive the truth of the gospel of grace. Lord, we pray that we learn as Jesus did to listen to your voice and to be guided by the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we will know what we must go through to a certain place so that we, your will be done. Father, you sought us out when we were dead in our sin and sinking deep in a miry pit of self-righteousness and selfishness in a seductive world that we live in. Father, we thank you that we have been made new and that your salvation is available in the living water that is you. You searched us out by convicting our sin and our righteousness and judgment so that our faith can be made renewed. Lord, we receive your free gift of salvation. Allow your living water to flow through us to others who need your forgiveness. Father, we don't consider ourselves to be above the Samaritan woman, Father. We thank you right now that we hear your message and we heed it and we drink of your living water. We thank you right now that that wellspring has been poured into our weary souls and the well of water springing up into everlasting life. Enable us to be a channel through whom your love and your refreshing water may stream through us to those who may need you to need your contact today. Lord, we love you, praise, and honor you. And in the name of Jesus Christ and in his blood, amen.
The scripture come from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 14. And I shall be reading from the New Living Translation. John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 14. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, I would give you living water. But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. Comes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." I have read John 4, verses 4 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to those who have read and understood his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Trinone, Minister Lisa, and Minister Paul. And then as we all, I want to just remind everybody to continue to social distance yourself and then continue to sanitize your hands and then continue to wear your face mask. And then and when you, it's your turn, and then remember, this virus. And then, so if you have a desire to be vaccinated, please do so. Amen. It can only help and save your life and somebody else's life. Amen. I also want to say profuse and Mario to all my officers and to all the lady and to the ministerial staff that I love you. I love you all with the love of Christ. And that there is nothing so you can be about it, amen. So we are to walk in love, and you know? We've been. I challenge you all to take this love affair, you know, and to tell someone that you love. We'll continue today. Tell someone that you have not talked to that you love them, and just see what will happen. See what can change in your life, in their life. Through the power of the tongue flows the issues of life and death. I choose life. I choose life for myself, great ministerial staff, for this radio network, for Hughes Memorial, for everybody that tunes in to the Jubilee Affair. I choose life for you. So start living your life the way that Christ would have you to live it. And watch the blessings will flow. And then that's for somebody right there that needed to hear that. God is ready to bless you. He's waiting for you to make that move. Amen. Amen. Sister Jessie, will you please bless us with a song?
The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord, he's blessing me right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Hey, the Lord, he's blessing me. 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 He's blessing me. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. He's blessing me. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's moving me. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. He's moving me. He's healing me. Yes. Yes, he is. He's healing me. Over and over, over and over, over and over, over and over, the Lord, he's blessing me, the Lord, he's blessing me, right now, right now, right now. How many of you know that the Lord is blessing you? Right now.
Amen. Yes, yes,
he's
yes.
He's blessing me. Yes, he is. He's moving me. Yes, he's holding me. Oh, yes, he is. He's moving me. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's healing me. Yes, he is. Yes, he's healing me. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, he is. Over and over. Over and over. Over and over, 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 pressed down and shaken together. Flowing all over, over and over, over and over and over and
yes.
over. The Lord
yes.
oh, is blessing
yes,
me
wow.
right
yes.
now.
Yes,
right
yes.
now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Power is in your
yes.
praise.
Amen.
The power is
yes.
in your praise.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing, Father God, Sister Jessie. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then before we begin, I just want to make sure that I'm coming through clear. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, bless you. Thank you. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. Less of me. I thank you. I honor you. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the Gospel according to John, chapter 4, beginning with verse 4. And he reads, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which was called Sychar, near the plot that gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was also there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. About the sixth hour, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink? For Jews have no dealing with us. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Third, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, and where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? But Jesus answered and said to her, whoever of this water will thirst again, drinks of the water that I shall give him, he will never, but it will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy words. For a subject today, are you thirsty? This story has always given me the thought how awesome my Jesus really is. You see, Jesus was a revolutionist. When it came to his preaching and his teaching, none could touch him. He did things and said things that went against what the man considered lawful, and you find that what the way that Jesus made much more sense. Thus, if you were stuck in your old ways, you would have missed the excellence and the theological brilliance that this man possessed. In fact, if you know anything about
this story that I one of those are you practicing what you're preaching type of story. You will get to the scripture, amen. I know that there are times that I get so excited I can get ahead of myself, man, but I'm trying to hold my excitement in, amen, because Jesus was in Judea, and while the enemies began to speak on his ministry and about him, Jesus decided that it was time to move on to another land. And while on his journey, he ended up in Samaria, the northern kingdom of Israel, and at the well of Jacob. And while being tired and worn out from the day's journey, he found himself talking to a woman who's on the outside looking in. And I know that this is Sunday morning, and Sunday mornings I can't really do a lot of teaching, but if my ministers and if the songbird, Miss Jessie, and my other songbird, Brother Tony, and even Brother Hakim will not mind, I need to go into a little teaching moment for just 1 second, amen, if you don't mind. This woman and her country were called were the Samaritans, a group of people who were half Jewish and half pagans. While these people followed a strict guideline to God, they failed to accept. They failed to accept it by the Jews of the things that the Jews said was within their bloodline. While the Samaritans believed and followed, and even still to this day, the first five books of the Bible, in their religious quotes, they do not use or quote the name of Yahweh. The Samaritans also follow, excuse me, the traditional Sabbath day of rest, and their place of worship was Mount Gerizim and not Mount Zion. But above all that, most of the Jews dreaded coming near this land. One would be considered unclean if they touched their foot on Samaria. Thus, when traveling, the Jews would travel through the river because they hate for these people. Thus, hate breeds hate. And as much as the Jews hated the Samaritans hated the Jews. But glory be to God for my Jesus, who took all of the nasty and ignorant thoughts the nasty and ignorant thoughts of the Jews and transformed them into a blessing for those whom he encountered. You see, what the Jews thought of as being a part of a natural custom, in this contemporary era, we see it as racist and full of ignorance. Amen. And though this may have been a norm for them, it is never okay to hate someone. In fact, as a black man living in a society where my ancestors have had to live in a country where they were hated because of the color of their skins and not the content of their characters, this story really cooks my turkey. But please allow me to say that it doesn't matter about your skin color. It doesn't matter about the content of your character. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the only thing that he is concerned about is, are you thirsty for righteousness? Are you thirsty for salvation? Are you thirsty for that living water? And as Jesus was sitting here at this well, this young lady woke up seeking to get some water. And as Jesus began to talk with her, she quickly found out that he was Jewish. He explained that you are not supposed to talk to me. And they conversated about the water. Jesus informed her that he has a living water, that once you partake of it, you will never grow thirsty. In her haste, she asked him for this water. Jesus told her about her life and that she was amazed to find him as a prophet. But Jesus informed her that you worship God, but you do not know God. But the salvation comes from the Jews. And though God is spirit, a true believer must worship him in spirit and in truth. But before I finish, my question to you, my family and my friends, is, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for what Jesus has to offer you? Are you thirsty to go where you do not want to go? Do the things that you do not want to do? To have a meal with a stranger that you don't know? to bless those who do not look like you, to pray for your enemies, to uplift the young people, to show true humility. Oh, believe me, if you are thirsty for the kingdom of God, it will show on your face through your actions and in your praise. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said, if you are thirsty for the kingdom of God, it will show up on your face. It will show through your actions, and it will be in your praise. You see, I thank God for the living water. But when I look at this, I'm reminded that the body is made of water. And when I take Jesus and I add the living water to the water that's already within me, it begins to form a spring that flows, and then the river flows into my veins, and it flows to eternal life. That, You see, the body is made up of 70% of water. And when I take my Jesus and add the living water to the water that's already there, then a spring begins to flow. And the river of eternal life flows to veins. If you do not understand my chemistry, let me tell you, there should be a natural attraction to the living water. It is the blood of Jesus that grants eternal life. It is the blood of Jesus that gives at the heart of the Samaritan woman. It is the blood of Jesus that enlightens, uproots, strengthens, converts, and gives peace to those who trust in him. Now, to close this story, all those who heard what the woman had to say after she had her encounter with the Messiah ran out to meet Jesus, and they glorified God. Because the Messiah came to their land. The one that they thought was dirty, they found that the most holy of people have come to wipe them clean, which is clean, white as snow. But what say you, church? To the white man, are you thirsty? To the black man, are you thirsty? To the racist, are you thirsty? To the one who has hatred, envy, and jealousy in their hearts, are you thirsty? To the ones that claim to have Jesus but wouldn't know him if he was standing right next to him, are you thirsty? To the Jews, are you thirsty? To the Greeks, thirsty? To the Gentiles, are you thirsty? To the saints, are you thirsty? My question to God's people is, do you ever wonder why you deal with what you deal with? Why things can be so hard? Why life gets so stressful? It is because you have decided that the thirst of life means nothing when it comes to the thirst of eternal life. I don't know about you, but a good cup of living cold, living water sounds about right for me. Because when I partake of the living water that flows through the blood of Jesus, it hydrates my body. It causes my limbs to perk up, and it causes causes my mind to move. It causes my brain to function just a little bit more because the living water that Christ has granted me eternal life. And because it has granted me eternal life, I can keep moving forward. I can deal with life. I can deal with this life because I know that one day, when it's all said and done, that one day, that if I keep this living water within me, that I shall reign with my Jesus. Are you thirsty for the living water? Are you thirsty? For Jesus said it best. That if you thirst for righteousness, if you thirst for the kingdom of God, if you thirst to be in a number, then salvation belongs to you. And that living water will grant you eternal life. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Shana
Amen.
Harris.
Amen, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that wonderful word. Like Pastor asked to everyone, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for righteousness and salvation? Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him and a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Whosoever wants to be drinkers of the water and wants everlasting life, repeat this prayer after me to receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Dear Lord God, I know I'm a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. And he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life. Help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray to God now and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and pay your tithes and offerings. Amen. Now go and celebrate your newness with Christ, saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, saints. Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for all the days of my life. Yes, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for every day of my life. When I was down, Lord, you raised me. When I was down, Lord, you raised me. When I was down, Lord, you raised me. And I thank you for all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for all the days of my life. When I was sick, Lord, you healed me. When I was sick, Lord, you healed me. When I was sick, Lord, you healed me. And I thank you for all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for all the days of my life. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Jessie. Thank you so much. Amen. We shall now have our communion ritual. Amen. The prayer of humble access be read by Reverend Johnson.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O most merciful Lord, on righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful soul and body may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should not have the prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who with thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made that by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive in these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. When in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer silently together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You take it, and you may eat it. The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you. Will you take it? And will you drink it? Feast on it within your hearts. Know that as you partake of this communion, you believe that you were Jesus, that you died with Jesus. And on that great day, you arose with Jesus. But soon and very soon, you will reign with Jesus. Take the name of God with you, wherever you may go. Amen, amen, and amen. Our glory in itself is, glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, We glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord, God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. We shall now have our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
Amen. Amen. We always like to thank the HubMed Online Network. Amen, Brother Kim. We bless you, Doc. You, Sister Michelle. We thank you for all that you provide this service, not only for Hughes Memorial, but for the listeners of the Jubilee Affair.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now, here it is, and prepare for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our forever. And the church together says amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We are signing off.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.